This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All day! Amen, man. Random Order Show, episode 144.5, the audio exclusive. Talk to him. Amen.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn boy, man. Jermaine Rich is in the house, man. Amen. We locked in, man. Mm-hmm. Amen. Talk to him.
Locked in.
All day, man. We got B-Baby Trey in the building.
Yeah, that's me. I am in the building, and I just want to say...
What's up, ball up for big head?
All day, man. Of course, man. We got my B-brother, Sheldon Sebastian, in the building.
Yes, sir, man.
Let him know.
I'm going to go on wax right now, man. My people, they here. I'm an alien, man. I was right.
Dang, man.
We here now, though, man. Take over.
Yeah. Listen, man. What a wholesome episode we just had, man.
Thanks.
Very wholesome one we got on our hands, people. We talked about all the hard-hitting, important things of today's day and age, man. Teen chafing. Cuban sandwich making. Where are the 1080p alien vids? Travis Scott being scary. Sheldon joins the police force. Living in the pocket. And of course, man, getting your shit split in a mosh pit. Listen, people, y'all know what y'all need to do, man, to push the show up, man, and push the you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On the you know what I means in there. Drop a 5-star stunner rating. Let the people know why you rock with the RO show, man. Amen. Spread the love. Share the show. We locked in for real.
Locked in.
Enjoy the show, man. Happy Friday. Amen.
Life is like poetry. Let that poem flow.
On some haiku shit.
That would have been good with that episode right there, huh?
All day.
Yeah.
Bat locked in, man. Amen.
Locked in.
Random Order Audio Exclusive.
Another wholesome Friday. Back in the building, back at it, back in business. Amen.
We locked in.
Talk to him, man.
That's a beat for me.
We got beats, though, man.
Come on.
We got these lined up, actually.
Come on. Play that right now. Yo.
Are you just going to go against the grain? You just going to go against the grain? Give me some bad shit, man. I play that boom bap shit right now, man.
You don't got to be royalty free, man.
Come on. Yeah, this song I can just relate to so much.
Spill the pain real quick.
I can just spill the pain, yo.
Hey.
And I got pain everywhere, man.
All units, the fuck? Oh, Sheldon.
Your radio.
You might not let your job fit into your other job.
Oh, so this is what we doing.
Sheldon.
My bad.
That is crazy.
Motherfucking building.
That is crazy.
Hey, I know this is an audio exclusive.
Oh, my God. No.
Sheldon just reached for his waist in real time.
Look, listen. We're going to keep this on the show, everybody. You see me in public? Do not do this. What's up?
Huh?
Officer Shell. You know what's funny?
Oh.
You know what's funny, man?
Tell me.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be a police officer. Like, when I was very young.
Yo, actually?
Yeah, when I was like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, I believe it.
We wanted to be when you grew up, be a police officer. So my dad and my dad's friend, his name is Simon. Shout out to Simon. They always call me 5-0. Because I don't know. I guess that's Jamaican. That's why them 5-0. To this day, he still calls me 5-0. To this fucking day.
It's all making sense, man.
It's funny, man.
Just a little full circle moment,
but
man.
Look, yeah. Yo, man, look. Look, man, I ain't going to be like, you know,
It ain't fuck. It's fuck the police for sure. But I like the idea of like what the police is supposed to be. I fuck with. Mm-hmm. What they become, I don't fuck with.
Yeah, you're right, man.
I
want to
put that on wax, man.
Serve and protect, man.
So where do you stand in that field? Where?
So nah, let's break it down for us. So
they calling me that because I played GTRP. If you, I don't know if the episode's gonna be out by the time.
No.
Yeah, so cool. First. So I played GTRP. If you know what GTRP is, it's role play GTA Online. And I became a police officer on one of my characters, right? I'm a good police officer though. Like, I ain't trying to fuck with you. I ain't trying to ruin your day. And it's so funny because I was on yesterday and I ran into this nigga and I just pulled up on him and he's like being a dick to me and shit. And then he realized who I was. He's like, oh, I fuck with you actually because the other day you let me go. You ain't put me in the bin. You know, I was trying to make a play. I said, you see what I'm saying? I ain't trying to fuck with nobody.
I can respect that, officer. I salute you, man. Officer Shell, man.
Matter of fact, send me your school recommendation, man. Maybe I'll join you in the special force.
Yeah, man. Hey, we looking for recruits, you know, the vibes, man.
Yo, you're right, man. We do need like a good force, man. That's to, you know, even out the bad guys, man.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Us. Yeah, when you go home,
yeah,
Officer Trayvon reporting for duty.
Yeah.
And I'm coming for y'all motherfuckers, man. If you robbing stores, I'm there.
Stop it.
Stop where you going, Shelly. Get on jump that fence. You selling crack, I want 50%.
Huh?
That's not... We ain't
that's how the Crooked Boys get down.
That's how the Crooked Boys get down. Hey, look.
No, you know what? They probably taking 100.
Yeah!
You know what's crazy?
If you selling pussy on the street, I need me about 20%.
Yeah, those are good rates, man.
Yeah.
Hey, we worked on it. We actually do take like little something off the top.
You know,
you know what I'm saying?
Where is that?
If I catch you with it, it's mine. I can do it. Okay.
You could clean dirty money, man. You could do great things with dirty money.
That's exactly what I do. I take all your dirty money.
Yeah.
And I clean it for myself.
I'm get some clean shoes.
Clean shoes. You don't get no wet.
My inspo was Officer Ted Penny, so. Y'all do that what you will.
Yeah.
Nah, he was crooked as hell.
He was crooked as hell from the jump. From the first scene. Isn't he like the first scene?
Yeah, literally.
Listen, man, it's rough. It's rough. Nah, man, I've been meaning to get into the world of GTA RPZ, man, but I haven't gotten there yet. So this is inspiring.
Yeah, when you get there, it's gonna be a good time, man.
Because we tried and you wanted to turn it off.
Yeah, because we got into a wax server. Like we got into like what they call 100K or die, which is pretty much. It's just GTA Online. Like everybody just has guns. They don't even talk to you. They just shoot you.
Oh, you can't even do nothing.
So it's not fun, you know. So we was in there.
Build.
Yeah, remember we died. We got shot up. Nigga. Like
I try to spin for you though.
Yeah, I'm with the violence, but let's make it make sense, you know.
Yeah,
it don't gotta be that. It's not like that 24/7, you know.
Honestly, fuck that. I'm going in there and I'm starting a mob, so you can catch me if you can.
That's cool. I got friends that are not in the.
Yeah.
And I'll help you out when I can, for sure.
Yeah, you gonna be that cop. I'm gonna say, listen, nigga.
For sure.
I need to know where the units at.
Yo, you always load up on him.
Hey, no, he officer Shelly. You know what I mean?
Good, man. He's a positive force in the community.
I'm telling you.
He don't need 20.
There's the kids that are bound to go to the NBA you don't touch, and Officer Shelly.
Yeah, come on.
You need them to.
No, he good news, man.
Yeah, man. They fuck with me in the city, man.
You know what's not good news? Not getting good news. You know what I'm saying?
That's real rap.
That's real rap, man.
Yeah.
Me and my brother Sheldon was on the way over, man, after a long day of patrolling and a long day of packing. Two peas. Mm-hmm. We said, let's get some food before we pack an episode. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I've been meaning to go to this one spot out here in Orlando called Black Bean Deli.
Yeah.
It's a deli of black bean.
It is a Cuban deli making Cuban dishes, Cuban sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told to go for quite some time now, and it just got brought up to me again recently. So I said, you know what? Maybe that's my sign to go. We pull up to this deli, and I see a sandwich I want. I read Cuban hamburger.
Mm. I mean, it sounded amazing. Mm-hmm. The description was so good.
It was grounded pork, beef, So pork and beef into the burger.
A little animal collabo.
So I said, I want in on that. You know? My mind was set. Put the mayo away.
They only serve it Friday to Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Damn, it's the magical day.
It's Sunday. I've been meaning to go. I haven't gone. I just happened to go on Sunday.
Check the day.
I checked the day.
You know it's Sunday. So what day?
Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
We up.
Yeah.
Put the menu away. We line up, man. We just smiling with smiles on our faces, man. Julian orders first. They got his old order. They say he good to go. I'm like, all right, cool. I step up. I said, let me get that Cuban burger. I knew it right when I said. Cause I ain't hear no response. I didn't see no typing going on. And it was just a moment. She said,
I don't want to hear sound effects, man. I'm placing my order, man.
You know what I'm saying? Cause now you have to watch me panic and make another order while there's a line behind me.
I'm trying to freestyle.
I stayed out the line to make my decision.
What's second best? What else is good?
What do you recommend?
I don't know you. I don't know you, nigga.
Someday I'm fucked up, man. I said, I put my hands on my head. I said, man, you just fucked my day off, man. Real rap, real spiel, I said it.
You had to take a knee sometime.
Then she said, just when I thought my day was done, she said something coming on her back. I said, what the fuck is that? Eagle wings.
Yeah.
She said, I see y'all coming over here. I had to take the order. Big Eagle, man. We didn't even get a name, man.
Yeah, we didn't. But
she flexed the motherfucking wings on and said, don't worry. He said, come on to my wings, show me the tray. I'll point you in the right direction over here at the Black Bean Deli.
So she beamed you down.
So she recommended something else. She goes to punch it in. She said, fuck.
Oh, shit. That was actually
Oh, yeah. We just ran out of that, too. We had a rush this morning.
That was gone, too. And then she said, but don't worry, man. Yeah. Here is one more sandwich that'll get you on your way, brother, man.
Yeah.
Punch me in for that. Punch me in for a coffee. Mm-hmm. Punch me in for another sandwich that we were splitting just to try.
Amen.
I slip, slide it on out of here. Now I'm here.
All day. Mad love to Cuba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you to the fellow Eagle that helped. She said she don't even take orders, man, but she had to pop up on the register and take the order, real. Man. So that's, yeah, man.
Elevated her job one time. So you know what, man? Stepping up to the plate.
Yeah.
Did that Cuban bite make up for the Cuban food mishap we had in 2014?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Man, we just went to Cuba, man. It was just bad news 360.
Damn.
Eating wise, man.
Really?
We came up on this tuna pizza.
Tuna pizza?
Yeah, that was like the best thing.
It was good?
Yeah.
There was tuna and there was a lobster one. Two separate ones.
Oh, okay.
And sugar donuts. That was like our only...
Yeah.
We were just stuck there for 7 days. We felt like we're on Survivor.
The donuts were nice when they're fresh, man. Yeah.
Donuts and pizza. That's yellow piss for sure.
The food was like... It looked good, but it's just... It was like TV food for some reason. Like anything... It broke. It's just like... It wasn't... Like, I don't know. No seasoning, what the story was.
Oh, no.
I don't know, man.
Oh, no.
Maybe Bad Resort.
Bad Resort.
Oh, the resort thing. You know what?
I thought we hit the streets, too, man. I was just like, bro, where's the love in the food? It felt like a prank show.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, the whole town was in
there. Like, where the fuck is the food?
That's crazy.
Sweet cars.
Sweet whips.
Sweet wheels.
Sweet rides and iPhone 1s. But this was before the U.S. was fucking with them. So they had to shake hands with Obama man himself. Okay. And apparently they're like, all right, yeah, now it's going to up the quality because there's nothing's coming in. It's just whatever they got.
Okay.
So them niggas only had salt and pepper.
Yeah, real deal.
Real spill.
Okay.
Yeah. But them niggas over there at the tuna spot, they didn't need nothing.
They got all the seasoning.
Yeah, they shook hands with Obama privately.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
At the bottom.
Yeah. At the bottom. Them niggas, they had a U.S. citizenship and they just chose to go to Cuba and make pizza. So that's probably what happened, man.
And when is this? 2013, you said?
Yeah, that would have been 13.
rough patch for cooking wise, man. Mm-hmm.
Rough patch, man.
Yeah.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I was just thinking of how weird it's been lately. Just they announced aliens and now like left, right, and center, you're seeing so many. I don't know what your TikTok is like, but every slide is like, yo, something new in the sky, and like on the same date, saying like in LA, there was some in I think Nebraska, there's some in like Texas, the one that landed in Vegas. And
I'm
like,
so tired of this shit. Show me.
But that's what I'm saying. Show me the video. You're seeing it now.
No. Show me the real video. No. Show me the video of the aliens.
Yeah, no, I know
need it face to face. Let's get it.
Yo, but the thing
landed.
Is.
You guys there.
You hear the story of this is why we never told you. You heard the story of let me tell you, because it was actually interesting, and this is something that happened in 1994. Mm-mm. Right,
that's when it always happened.
That's what I said. So it's called the Ruwa UFO sighting. So basically what it was is Ruwa, R-U-W-A, UFO sighting. So basically, it was children witnessing a UFO landing in 1994 in Ruwa, Zimbabwe. It was a school. All the teachers are inside. They took this test of like all the students that seen the creature. Mm-hmm. They pulled them all aside to describe what you saw. These niggas were so fucking like, they're saying they don't know if they're scared or shocked, but obviously they're like, yo, what the fuck is this? They described the exact same thing, drew the exact same thing, big holes in, like for eyes, just a slit with the mouth, saying they telekinesis, the alien telekinesis dumb, and say, yo, you guys are fucking up this planet.
Damn, that's a lot of weight to put on these kids.
Bro, it's a lot of weight.
Y'all niggas! I was like, bro, I am forked.
The next generation, y'all gotta fix this, man.
Yeah, they said, look, I don't know how long this is.
And I actually saw the trees. And it was like in a Milky Way pattern on planet, like silver and green and that sort of colours. And then there was this little boy crying, so I went up to him to see what was wrong with him, and he said he was quite afraid of it. And then that actually made me quite afraid of it, because when somebody's afraid, I get afraid. And then I saw this person, and his eyes were like in a slant, like say like so, and his mouth was just like a line, like this. And then at the time, the teachers were in a staff meeting. So nobody actually went up to go and call the teachers, because I think they were too afraid and everything. So when the bell rang, because somebody eventually went up, one of the prefects went and said to one of our teachers, Mr. Vernon, please can you ring the bell, because it's quite a bit of a performance down there with all the kids running around. And then somebody from BBC came to us, and he went down there with us with a guide account. And actually, on that piece of metal over there, we could stand up on it and we could actually see a few burn marks. So he asked us when we were walking down there with him, he said, please could you come down with us to go and have a look at the things. So when we walked about, if there's about six piles, if you have a look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there were burn marks actually on the ground. And then the heels there on the rock, the day that it happened, there was...
Yo, nigga's not a mace?
She just need to get to the point, goddammit.
She's forged, man.
I kind of don't know what the hell she's talking about.
I'm tell you right now, someone just clicked up this podcast and I ain't come here for that.
The man with the glass. I got to my house and I said, my
attendee. Bro, nah, you guys got to see it, man.
Nah, I mean, I believe it, man.
I need at least 380 footage, 380p.
380p is, yes. Yeah, I feel like you're not asking for too much. I feel like you're not asking for at this point, for sure.
Damn, nigga. I feel like, I'm telling you, we're going to see something soon, man. Something in the sky or something. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man, I think they introduced it and now they open it up because, oddly enough, it's too much of a coincidence. Like, why are we seeing all this shit now?
You think they're doing the alien rollout?
I think they're doing an alien rollout. Yeah, man. Bro, something. There's another video on TikTok. Yeah. The sky was split. Like, there was a glitch in the sky, and the sky was split.
Nah, send me that one. That's crazy.
Bro, I'm telling you. Just too many things are just popping up now where I'm like, yo, it's like they just opened all this up. Yeah. And now that's saw this in Texas tonight. I can go off for days, boys. Mm.
Can of worms is what I think they're calling it.
It's just it's a can of worms. Look how that sky split right there. That's not supposed to be like that.
Swing that. Let me see that.
Damn. They're going to get the Windows error screen on it.
It's scary shit, man. And I think we got to be ready. So what I'm saying, yo. Yeah.
Make sure y'all subscribe to this podcast, man.
Please,
because we going to be the ones keeping it real.
Yeah, when all this shit go, we going to have the first alien on the podcast here.
I mean, they going to fuck with me when they see me anyway. Yeah. Right, everybody? Yeah.
I'm still confident in that.
Yeah. They coming back out the woodworks on me, man.
Yeah. Honestly, in my eyes, man, aliens are skinwalkers, man. They're already walking amongst us. That's why niggas are blinking weird and shit, man. Because there's a couple guys I see in my life, I say, that guy's an alien for sure.
You might got a boy that's an alien.
Huh?
You might got a boy that's an alien.
It's an alien.
Oh, man.
Alien for sure.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Errol Spence is an alien after last night. I'll tell you that.
But that was a great fight, man. Really good fight. All of them. But by the time they see us, it's going to be so not last week.
I mean, 5 days ago, 6 days ago. Ain't too bad.
When's this Scoosie getting out?
This Friday, man.
Oh, yeah, so they're going to see it. My fault. We just saw ahead in time, man. That's all that. I'm on other shit.
Brothers, what do y'all actually do? What do you actually do?
What you mean?
When you leave a load of wet laundry in the wash and it's been like alarmingly too late, and it's like this, no doubt, just fucking reeks. Even if you throw it again for another load, it's gonna fucking reek.
Mm-mm. You wash it again?
Nah, I wash it again.
It's gonna reek.
Yeah, no.
Nah, because I'll tell you what you're not doing, man. We had to stop before you guys laughed at me. What's your fabric softener situation?
Oh, no, I'm softened
like?
Up, man.
You're softened up.
Yeah, now, real deal.
Thing is, you're not using the right softener. Mm. I had this problem. I was going to the gym. And certain people aren't washing the clothes right. It was fucking stinking. I'm like, yo, I'm at the gym and I smell like I'm sweating. I just got here.
Yeah, that's a problem.
It's a problem.
Place to do it, though.
Because when you actually start sweating,
place to smell is at the gym.
No. Not,
but there's a stench.
There's a smelling.
There's a stench.
For sure.
These
like,
ones?
There's a threshold to like how much you're allowed to stink and what kind of stink. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't smell like a rag at the gym.
No, not a rag.
Yeah.
So where I'm going with this is I had to find a solution to that because I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it. And there's this detergent. I don't know the name of it. I'll send you a picture, but it's just lemon. And it's not meant for it to smell good, but it's just meant to take that stench out. Mm. So you're not saying, oh, this smells like fucking flowers in the field. Like, yeah. It's going to smell like lemon.
It smells neutral.
Yeah. It's like you're supposed to wash with lemon and vinegar to get that stench out of, like, your gym clothes.
Yeah.
Like a
raw lemon type shit and vinegar. Yeah.
So this is a mix of both of them. So it still smells fine, but it's like, yo, we're going to get that stench out. Mm. So in a serious matter like that, I leave it, I pop that shit in there, and it's, I pop it like a Tesla.
Nice.
You got to get the right ones to get that stench out. But yeah, you immediately wash that batch again.
Mm. That's real deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I recently stumbled across the fact that I've been using too much soap in my laundry. Like, you're really supposed to use a little bit of soap.
You're not supposed to fill the cap up?
You're not supposed to fill the cap up. Nowhere, nowhere close. Nowhere close.
I don't know what detergent y'all are using, but...
Yeah, who's the demographic saying
this? I mean, it was TikToks, you know. But...
What's the...
Yeah. I started switching it up. Using less soap. And I like it.
Still works. Still works, good.
Yeah,
nice. Mm-hmm. I follow the rules on the lid. Saying what size I'm using and shit.
They want you to go through that, so you can buy another one, brother.
No, it's reasonable. I thought it was too little.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so the laundry people saying this is what you need, but the screen saying you don't need that much.
The screen saying you don't need that much.
Yo, I feel that.
I can't
listen to TikTok. The screen saying a teaspoon, bro.
A teaspoon? Okay, now you're pushing
it. Nah, the screen is dirty, bro.
They don't want the tablespoon at least.
Dirty.
They really trying to...
Yeah, sorry. Take like a regular spoon like that you'd like eat with.
They're saying one tablespoon?
They're saying one of those.
Yeah, and...
For a load?
For a load, yeah.
And them same niggas are saying a tablespoon of paprika. No.
Hmm?
The same way you cook, use a tablespoon of paprika. We need about 5 of them.
Believe
it. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like cooking the shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't always listen to them. So
yeah.
I'm just a different. And the thing is, man, certain people.
But I'm going to tell you this. It's black women telling me this.
Okay, sis.
Okay,
sis.
Okay, so I trust
okay,
it.
Okay, sis.
Like, I don't go through TikTok. Okay. You know, when I see something on TikTok, I say, okay, let me search further on TikTok. I see some black people doing it. And once I see that, I'm like, okay, I'm going to give it a try.
Let me ask my people.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah, so I tried that. I've been using vinegar for my fabric softener.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Air drying shit. I've been air drying, though, but I really don't even dry my shit with like heat no more, like no matter what it is.
Yeah.
I don't really use heat at all. That's like a towel. I'll use heat. Towel, I'll just like, you know, you can set the temperature, right? Like,
I'm on low all day.
Yeah, I'm on low all day.
Delicate, low and man. I'm tired of shrinking, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm washing like some towels or some dish rags. I might go hot.
Yeah, torching them.
Yeah, get them in and out, you know? But yeah, man, little laundry hacks, bro.
That's real, man.
I like it.
We got to show appreciation for those ingredients that do fucking 40 things and shit, man. Vinegar.
Yeah.
Apple cider vinegar, man. That's just one of them ones, man. Yeah, appreciate all that you do, man. Like real rap.
But then on the flip side, you got like Coke.
Hmm?
You ever put Coca-Cola? Coke down your drain? Yeah.
No?
No,
you
man.
You could put Coca-Cola down your drain.
To clean your shower
and it'd be like
shit?
Drano, yeah.
That's how you know, man. Yeah. I mean, you know.
It's like, this is the other side of it. It's like, oh, this is so versatile. And why is this so versatile?
Yeah, so what happens when I pour it down my drain, nigga? Yeah, can I get an XL Coke, nigga?
Yeah, man.
Now, if I could just eliminate one job in this world, cleaning drains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm, you know what I mean?
So what you mean, like, you having to do your own drain or just like...
Yeah, just however you want to X me out. I mean, just take me out of the equation, man. Yeah. I guess figure the science out or...
Yeah.
But it's unfair, you know what I mean?
So they're pulling out clumps of hair?
Yeah, it's unfair, man. Like, and I get it. Because I need to be drained, man. But how am I going to go drain? How am I going to drain myself into a system that I got to drain?
What are you talking about, Trevon?
You guys are talking about toilets? You only talking about clogs?
Yeah.
We talking about draining the drain.
We talking about
hair in the drain.
Yeah, hair in the drain.
Oh, so I just put myself out there.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
You draining yourself?
Yeah. Nah, in a sense, I told you I had to get on that Zupu to drain myself that one time.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were about taking a Chris.
Oh no, but that's
draining the vein.
That's draining
the vein.
Yeah,
for sure.
No, clearing a drain with like hair is annoying. Yeah, because that's just like it just stinks.
It's just bottom of the barrel existence, man.
Literally,
it's just
for
guaranteed
sure.
Low moment.
It's so low.
Slap on a rubber gloves and just
I just had to torch through it the other day. Man. I was just fucking sweating from not breathing.
Yeah.
And
I hate sweating in rubber. It's a very rare time I'm in rubber, but it's like.
Yeah,
times I'm in some rubber. I'm like sweating.
Yeah, you never want to be sweating in rubber, nigga.
Bro,
in a shark suit, panicking.
Yeah, it's like my internal body temperature is up.
You know, you got like plasticky pants and you're in the airport and shit. Mm-hmm. You're like, fuck, mm-hmm. I knew I shouldn't have done this shit.
Yeah, it's always a Gore-Tex or some shit. Yeah, you're just fucking wet, man. Your leg hairs are wet. Yeah. And oh my God, TMI, but it's just, and that's like, it's, you're wearing a fucking garbage bag, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you're in the airport, so you're walking, legs are moving so much. You go fucking use the bathroom.
It's like opening up a marinated chicken.
Yeah. Fresh up, fucking baked for 400, boys. Get your airport fits right, man. Trust me. Being uncomfortable in the airport is one place you don't want to be uncomfortable.
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
100.
It's not a good idea.
I'm never happy when my meat stinking. No, I'm never happy, bro.
Bro, honestly, just on a big man thing, like just on a grown version, it's just like, bro, yeah, your ass is gonna stink after walking around for all day.
Yeah, you need to put them silica balls. You know how to be packaging shoes and shit. To just
the seals,
yeah. Yeah, it's like just to absorb the moisture.
Wait, you saying put that in your box?
Oh, yeah, I'm just theorizing.
I was thinking you're being for real.
I'm just theorizing.
Yeah, put that in your put that in a back pocket, but you on the inside of the pants. Yeah. Put a little Cecilia.
I see you on the radar.
He's selling rocks. I want to do my Cecilia, man. Chill.
Them is my moisture rocks, man.
What do you need Cecilia down there for? Okay, so
just think about it. I didn't know. By the time they finish asking the question,
they're gonna know. They're gonna be laughing.
What the fuck are you doing, moisture?
Oh, and that works.
Okay.
Good fucking day, dude. Good idea.
Nexus, this nigga. Yo, and it's just like while we're on that topic. Mm. I remember as a kid, I told you boys, I was a thicker. Was I ever really thick? Like sometimes I think about it. I'm like, yeah, am I just like, am I, what's the word? Bear stain bearing in myself?
Like a.
What the fuck?
You seen an alien?
Bear
stain bears. They're, what, you thought you was called thick? The bursting bears, yeah.
You thought you was thick and you wasn't. That shit.
Like, was that like actually Mandela effect or something like that?
Yeah, it is. Was I actually, like, I know I was a juicier kid.
There's such thing as children's body shaming.
Yeah. Mm. So, like.
So, your friends, you're probably fat to your friends as a kid.
Because I had a fat ass, but, like, I was always, like,
yeah, I had a stomach. You definitely, no, you didn't. Like, this kid didn't have a weight problem.
I didn't have a weight problem, but, like, I was like Jokic.
Nothing alarming, yeah.
We were like Jokic in that picture.
Jokic?
Oh, yeah,
you remember
Jokic in that
picture?
Which one?
I'm about to show you right now.
When he's a kid and everyone's like, yo, you're like that guy. You're letting that guy kick your ass in ball. Like, it's the funniest thing ever.
That's literally what we look like. Hmm? Yeah, he was pretty Jokic. Yeah,
he's Jokic. So we're Jokic.
That's where we're at.
It's a different Jokic.
Sitting down. So we definitely had like some. Definitely is sitting on some.
You're sitting on dubs, man.
We're sitting on dubs. niggas sitting on dubs right now are feeling us. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
That's all I'm going to say.
And that's all we're going to leave it at. We're just going to leave that dub.
I like that.
Yeah. I remember when I was sitting on dubs. The people that left from the alien, they just got back and said, nah, this is what I signed up for. I'm 12 years old sitting on dubs, right?
Yeah. You're on 32. You sitting on something pretty. You sitting on something chunky. Yeah. 24.
Yeah, if you sitting on 32s.
I was about on 28.
Yeah. What's it no more? Yeah, 28, 28 spinners.
Yeah, Ryan was riding normal.
Ryan was on riding on some 16s, yeah. I was pushing 24s.
Julian was sitting on dubs, bro.
He's
on them 30s. Spin it.
Money hoes calling clowns.
And Julian Winnetaz was also on. I was like, yo, there's no getting away. Which I respect why he's so into fitness now, because like you know what that does to you as a kid.
Got tired of riding on dubs, man. I get it.
You hear me? So when I was on dubs, I was like, my first problem.
We need a t-shirt, bro.
Yeah, for real. My first problem when I started realizing like, all right, maybe I got to do something is when I started like going to one night with the boys and I'm just chafing. Oh, hold on. Damn.
Your wheels are scraping.
I'm scratching the curb.
Around those dubs and no tires, man. Straight rims.
My brakes is scratching. Like, you know what I'm saying? My axle, I need new brake pads.
Oh, man.
You just need to get realigned. Yeah, just realigned.
I'm like, all right, man, I'm chafing heavy. And I remember just how much this shit would just fucking burn. I'm like, yo,
What does that feel like, chafing? Sorry, I didn't mean to do
a rash.
Okay.
You ever had a rash?
Yeah.
Not that I can remember.
It's like just imagine like, even now, I'm not going to lie, it happens now where sometimes I have to space out my legs and say, all
right. Right.
But
so it's like a friction.
It's just your legs sweaty. Literally sweating and it's wet, but it's just rubbing against each other all day like when you're walking. Plus, we're in skinnies sometimes. Skinnies made me chafe like, I said it's chafe.
It's just banding or getting your legs
in. Literally.
And it's saying walk. So I had these problems as a kid.
Okay.
And that's why I wanted to lose weight at that time.
And that's when I saw the Jenny Craig commercial.
That's when I saw that. No, that's literally where I was going with it, because we were talking about was actually thick, and then I was like, yo, chafing was like a serious problem for me. And then that's when I was like, okay, I got to fucking, I got to do something. I got to just stop. But honestly, as a kid, it was just, let me stop eating that much.
Yeah, because I felt like y'all kind of lost weight naturally. Like, it was just a natural progression of, like, where you were heading as you aged. Are you, like, were, like, getting in the gym and shit?
No, I stopped. I started playing more sports for sure, and then I stopped eating as much. Like, like I stopped snacking there, like every so often. If like want try and stick, all right, let me get a meal. But I also knew I was about to hit a growth spurt. Like I'm like I'm about to touch high school.
At the same time.
So it's just me realizing it, because it's honestly I could have turned up and just kept going. Then in high school, I would have had that problem.
You feel like you would have got bigger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially if he was on that and Julian was on that, like I feel like we're all like kind of saying, all right, yeah, it's time, enough.
Yeah, just balance it, balance it.
So it was just like
2 weeks, shut up.
It was just,
that's too much.
It was a group waking, a wake up call.
Yeah,
group
awakening. Beautiful, man. Yeah.
But also Manscaped dropped that chafing cologne on me, or chafing cream.
Yeah, right.
I use that to this day. Yeah,
nice.
So it's just anti chafe.
Yeah,
anti-chafe.
There should be like an emergency, like mobile chafe guard. You just dispatch the chafe guard for like a long amusement park type day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, ladies too. Ladies chafe.
Mm-hmm.
We all chafe. No matter what you into.
Yeah.
You could be the biggest gangster just chafing.
Chafing away.
So why is he so pissed, man?
But that boy chafing right now. you don't even want to talk to him.
Especially with big old jeans, man. That shit does not help your case.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You can't be mad while you're chafing.
Word.
Yeah, I'm so glad I'm not that gangster no more. Because if I was, like, my clothes are big, as is.
Yeah.
But if I was on some real gangster shit like I was back then, it would be impossible to fucking go anywhere.
Man, I wish I had pictures of me back then, bro. Because I was gangster, nigga. Oh, my God, I wish, man.
Yeah.
I used to do something crazy. Some shit I did back then I would never do today, bro. Because, like,
bro, I legit had size 40 jeans one time.
Bro, Dickies, you know the Dickies, the flannels, the Dickie flannels?
Yeah.
Bro, I used at least an XL on me, bro. That's huge.
In grade
9.
You were fucking 14.
Yeah. Bro. Bad, bro.
No
business being in an XL.
Yeah, to check your ID for that size. Like.
Man, I feel like it was so much easier though to like really get flat back then, because you could take your brother's shit for real. I feel like now, like if I was like 14 now, you know, you wearing your and like dressing how we dress now, I couldn't really take my brother's shit because it would probably be too big.
Yeah,
it would be like, nah, it doesn't work.
Yeah, but
back then you could, the bigger the better.
Don't fit me? Perfect.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
He used to be on some hater shit, though. He'd be like, want to wear my shit, and then it's time to wear his shit. Oh, it's dirty. Hey, nigga, let me check, nigga. Let me smell.
Let me smell.
Damn.
Yeah, I'll see my about that. God, yeah, I remember.
Bro, I don't want to hear that, man. Why is this shit so... Who's fucking dirty?
I used to beg it, and when his clothes smelled like pits, I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'm banging this today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you just cologne that? Cologne. X it up?
Yeah. Stop it. It's over. You're not coming up. We're recording a podcast. Straight like that, man. That's discipline. How you gotta discipline your dog. Today we're at the Black Bean Deli, and this guy has a dog there. And the dog is sitting outside, and he stands up on the picnic table.
Paws on wood.
Yeah.
Paws on wood.
Paws on wood.
But you couldn't stop that dog, though, because he was big as hell.
Yeah, do you stop
him? He had time to climb?
Yeah.
Bro, one hop, yep.
I was like, bro.
What you doing?
Performing? My reaction was about to say,
get to the food.
Like, stop, get down. Because it's like, you doing that over there makes you think you can come do that over here.
Yeah, real rap.
I'm mocking
Ain't no stopping that dog. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Man.
And there was, what was the owners on?
Stop. Down.
Literally.
That's a bad dog.
I said, man.
That's a bad dog.
Shit.
You gotta, you know what I mean? Know the size of dog you're allowed to handle. You know what I mean? You can have a bad little dog, you know what I mean? It doesn't cut too much into people's days and shit.
Yeah.
Especially if they're really small.
You know what I mean? Because Tui will be a bad big motherfucker. He's bad, but it's not so bad because he's so tiny. But if he's a big old dog. Oh, man, he'd be in the newspapers.
He wouldn't even be that guy, though. He's like this because he's that small.
Mm-hmm.
So he feels like he has to get his way like
that's
that.
Real,
but that's most niggas I know.
You saying he got a short dog complex or some shit
Yeah, man. Like, what's it called? I didn't want to say that, man, but I've seen some real people where I'm like, man, there's no other way. Why you gotta do that to me, dog?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know when you see someone piping up, barking up, whatever you want to put it, you just know exactly where it stems from.
So you think if you breeded a chihuahua with like a bigger dog, so you have a giant chihuahua,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't be so barky?
No. Because the chihuahua just wants to be seen.
Really?
Like most niggas I know, man. I'm telling you,
that's
bro.
That's all that chihuahua wants.
That's all that chihuahua, bro.
And that's fair.
It's the chihuahua. Fair.
Chihuahua.
It's fair.
Chihuahua
think about it, man.
Too.
look at Brooklyn size.
Mm.
Medium, right. You see him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he's still a little bit yappy because he's not that big.
Mm-hmm.
A bigger dog, you don't really see. A German Shepherd's not barking around unless it. Owners is not, you know what I mean? Because they know you see me.
Well, you know them racist ones.
Them
barking.
They bark.
They don't let you know.
Because they see their owner barking.
Hold on, that man don't look like my.
I was going to say master, but then
I
guess.
That's kind of crazy. Yeah, a little that's bit. Crazy. But I mean,
it's the dog.
If he's racist, that might be the verbiage that he likes to use.
Bro, I got racist dogs, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For I'm sure. not kind of
get an extra bark, extra ground.
Yeah, man.
What's this? What you training them at home?
Gotta get this from somewhere.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, man.
So you feel like small dogs have a short dog, like a complex?
I don't even feel like no. Yeah.
You know?
You see different dogs and different behaviors. Like even Chico, our first dog, just all fucking yap. Until he got old and he couldn't do it anymore. Mm. Then it's like, Tanisha's dog, big dog, it's not barking all the time.
What about
Kaz? I was about to say, Kaz is a very quiet dog.
Even the big dogs and shit?
Huh?
How he get down when he see a big dog?
Yeah, he quiet. He like try to get away from them. But like, you know, if they start to smell each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might hear him. You might hear him like growl at the next dog just to kind of like, you know.
Mm-mm.
I don't fuck with you like that. But he really don't talk, bro. I'd be like, yo, I wish you could say more things, man. I'm not gonna lie.
So he doesn't bark around the house?
If you knock the door or ring the doorbell, he'll bark. He'll bark for about 2 or 3 seconds. You know? And then when you come in, he's like whining, like,
man, I fuck with Cass for that.
He really don't say nothing, man.
You gonna get the chill dogs. Not all dogs.
Yeah, I'm about to say he probably just
Bro, they would be really be born with characters.
Yeah. Like Teddy? Our fucking
family. Oh, I remember Teddy.
Oh my gosh,
I can't stand that.
There's no bonding. There's no bonding.
Yeah.
Bro, shut up.
Literally.
It just makes you want nothing to do with him.
Yeah, nah.
Until it's too late.
And then that's life, man.
He's just trying to tell us something.
He told me the aliens was coming. He's trying to let us know.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah,
so,
I feel that, yeah.
Man.
Shit, man, we making this little LA trip, man.
Yo.
Taking the podcast to the West.
Yo.
Now, this is my thing. I've been calling it LA for a couple weeks now, but we're not actually going to LA.
Nah, just the general area.
We're going to California.
Just the LA area.
Yeah.
Like the GTA.
Yeah, so LA is like Toronto.
That's like, yeah, it's like a city,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But either way, we're going. We're,
and
we're
it's gonna be there. In LA. You drive up and down, yeah, right, left, yeah, and right, and shit. Sure.
I don't even want to be in LA.
Why is that, honey?
No, yeah, not specific.
Nah, not, it's just too busy for me. Honestly, man, I'm in my soft life era, if they call it that.
Nice.
That's what they call it.
I'm with it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Soft life, man. I'm just trying to chill, man. Here you go, brother. Use a coaster. Get your wood right.
Ooh.
Amen. My brother.
You heard me.
Nice save.
Going
nice save. Nice save.
Nah,
nice
but
save.
I'd rather peace. So even like now we got our little situation, our little book, and I was like, oh, I'm happy that we're like, it's like, it's not in this madness.
Turn it on and off.
Is it, yeah, it's just we can go there when we need to go there. If we don't, we don't need to. Like,
I'm always down to jump in a little pocket.
Yeah. I love jumping in a pocket because I can just go see what you're saying over here, but my one foot is still in my pocket. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Come over to my pocket.
Yeah, I slide back to the pocket.
Cool. Look, I appreciate a good little pocket.
I got a little pocket. I need
like,
a
come check
pocket,
me, man. I'm over here. Yeah, I've never seen this address in my life. Sweet pocket.
Sweet pocket. Telling you, man.
Put it in your GPS.
Just around. That's it, man. But
see what happens.
I remember I was telling someone where we were staying. And then they're like, oh, damn, like, no one's going to come, like, out there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what the fuck? Yeah, they will. A real nigga would.
Oh, God.
That's that.
Every time.
Bro, if any one of my friends say, in here, I did majority of the part by coming to California, I'm not worried.
Nothing's too far.
I've never been worried about going somewhere and having someone not pull up.
Yeah.
It's not a thought on my mind to say, like.
Facts. But then it could kind of be the same thing as, like, we said we would fly to Chick-fil-A, but we would drive to Chick-fil-A. It'd be the same type of vibe.
Nah, that's a different category.
But you see where I'm coming from, though? Like, yeah. Like,
I said, okay, maybe
from their perspective, you feel me? Like,
Like, if someone landed in Toronto, like, Meech lands in Toronto and he's like, yeah, I'm staying in Guelph.
Guelph, I'm over there.
Going to Guelph.
Yeah, for sure.
You're not thinking about it. It's a different category. But man, as long as you got people that are going to pull up to your pocket, bro, you can be anywhere, man.
Yeah.
That's real real.
You can be anywhere, man. Mm-hmm. And I like going in a little pocket and finding their food pockets. Because now you're in a pocket within
new
a pocket,
man.
Hot pockets, man.
Every pocket is a world.
Yeah. Waleed's pocket is nice.
Yeah.
A little good hot pocket.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm sorry, calling my stonks that, man, because I was going to start with stonks.
Your what?
Restaurants call them stones.
Oh, yeah.
I was like calling them a hot pocket.
Find a little hot pocket, man.
Yeah, man, catch me, man. I'm at a hot. Someone caught us in LA though. Me and Waleed, and we're, I think I told the story. We're in LA. Caught us in a little hot pocket. We're watching the Golden State versus Lakers. Watching that ending of the series.
I love meeting people in weird places.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like an alleyway and shit. Sometimes people just pop up on us like, yo, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck? We should be smoking pot. Yeah. Like, we're just like walking around. Let's pull over, fella. Smoke pot. In the alley. Someone pulls up on us. What the fuck? We've been in a weird town, weird park. Like, what the fuck are you guys doing here? Yeah.
I feel like in a weird way. Hear me. Mm-hmm. Every time we've stopped somewhere and someone caught us, of course, it can all be a coincidence. But how crazy would it be if humans could telepathically feel the energy of someone else that knows them, and for some reason that sets a trigger off in your body to say, I got the sudden urge to stop here and smoke here. I don't know, I just want to chill here for a second.
Okay.
I've been in a couple places where I'm like, I just oddly wanted to stop here and then would run into someone. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here?
It's like an energy, bro.
We are on the same shit, aren't we?
You know what I'm saying? How many times have we stopped and we just seen someone like even like a bigger connection? Like sometimes we see people that have been watching us, that's a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Next one's like, yeah, I haven't seen you in a minute, bro. Like, what the fuck? It's so random.
What are you doing
to see
here?
Literally here. You know, it's like sometimes you can just feel when someone's around. When we're trying to find spins at F1.
Yeah.
So
I feel you, brother. I don't know, man.
I'm just throwing things out, man. Maybe I'm.
No, that's really real.
Like, I ever went somewhere, like, before you even get there, you're like, I feel like I'm going to see this person there.
Yeah, that's real rap, too.
Yep.
I know what you feel like, I feel like I'm going to see someone.
You
maybe
wouldn't be here.
You know, maybe you miss them by a second or some shit like that. I don't know, but it's,
Sometimes people do miss me by a second because I don't say nothing else. You don't won't leave. So we haven't seen each other in years. I saw you last month.
I saw you on Tuesday.
You gotta do that sometimes. We're not meant to talk today.
Oh my God, sure. There's so many days where I fucking put my window up or I turn around and put my head down. I'm like, nah. Yeah. And it's like,
because you know how it's going to go, man. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to do that right now. Yeah.
It's just, it's honestly, sometimes for me, it's more of a game of saying, all right, let's see if this nigga sees me.
Like, can you feel me grilling?
Yeah, and worst comes worst, pretend like you're sleeping.
Standing up in line.
Oh my God, man. Sometimes you gotta duck, man. That's just it is. And I know niggas have ducked me, man. I'm just say it.
You think so?
Nah.
Yeah, I don't feel. I'm not a nigga you wanna duck stuff.
Nah.
I'm just probably. So chill. Like, I'm not gonna do nothing to your day, bro.
It depends on your yeah. ride, though. If you're on a very specific, yo, I need to get in the store. I need to get in and get the fuck out. Right. I'm looking crazy right now.
I seen
this is not meant for interaction.
Even that, like, I don't do the interactions in the stores. You feel me? Like, if I go to a grocery store and I see you, it's just gonna be a quick high hug and I'm out of there. Like,
I feel like I've been disturbed and disrupted way too many times in my normal day that I can kind of sense if someone doesn't want to be felt.
Probably,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like,
going
about your day, man.
Put your
kind of
slouching low a little bit.
Yeah.
You trying to get out of here, huh?
Yeah. Go on, man. Get to go out the back. I just seen Tim and them right there, man. They'll go out the front. Yeah, but no, people probably ducked me before if they didn't want to be seen, especially in Toronto. I was just having this conversation literally 5 days ago. Exactly 5 days ago. Just kind of, I usually just said number, but it was 5 days ago. Okay. And we're discussing, of like again, every now and then people kind of ask me, like, oh, why Orlando? And I'm like, for a long time, I didn't really have the answer. But then I started breaking down, like, what I like with Orlando and Toronto. This is about to be, I can say, a solid year since we've been in Orlando now. Mm-hmm. We're approaching, like, August come.
Yeah.
I got back here last August, which is crazy that year's passed. But I was kind of breaking down Toronto and Orlando. And I was just saying, it was, like, you always have to be on when you're in Toronto. And it's just, like, not even... even outside of like our job and what we do, you'd see someone that like you just maybe know from playing ball or something like that, and it's just like sometimes you don't always want to talk, you always want to say something. So it's like I know I duck someone there, you know.
Yeah.
And then versus here in Orlando, I don't have to like I don't see anyone, so it's just fucking.
Yeah, you gotta think about it.
I'm off all the time, but sometimes it throws me off because like COVID, when you're off for too long, it's fucking my battery glitches and tell a nigga have a nice flight.
Man, what up? Never mind. Just fucking hugging niggas and shaking.
Bro, I glitched in Portugal so bad. Oh my God. I seen someone. I said, thought you were going to the beach. She's like, huh? I said, I don't even know. I promise I looked at you and said, honestly, I don't even know,
what
bro.
The fuck?
I was so fucking hot. I said, thought you were going to the beach. She said, what?
I don't know, man. I don't know why I said that shit.
I said, it's fucking slug. Bro, I was so fucking lost, man.
You just got a virus real quick.
Damn.
I couldn't put it together, man. And I got myself out of it somehow. I can't remember what I said, but... borderline fucking smiling. You knew it was cap. Whatever I said, that was cap. I just, I'm like, bro, I'm fucking sliding down this rock, trying to grip onto something like a kitten.
Somebody sent you a brain drop.
Mm-hmm.
wait, was a brain drop again?
Someone just sent something to your head. Hey. How the fuck did you say that shit?
I don't know. I thought you was going to the beach.
It's thought a, it was a good you day, at though. The beach.
Eventually.
Bro, and you know what, even like for like this is where it connected my brain just now. But you know what, like if your girl's asking you something you didn't do it or you just puts you in a position where you're just like, wait, what the fuck? You kind of get protective and you're just like, wait, hold on. Now it's gonna look like I'm lying. Mm-hmm. I instantly felt that when I said, I thought you're going to the beach. Huh?
Y'all off that new scary pack?
What's that?
That Travis scary pack.
Oh. Was it scary?
The album art's looking scary.
Oh, the art, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even get into it much. Oh, yeah. That spooky pack.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
boy, the album art is scary?
That boy spooked up.
It looked like some dead niggas in the car and shit.
Oh, those are the alternate covers.
That's
some
zombies and shit.
Yeah,
covers.
Yeah, that shit's scary too.
This?
That shit is scary too, yeah, for sure.
Oh, he changed the head.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is fire though. Yeah, so that's what it's looking like.
Yeah.
Still a little spooky, a little Hereditary, but I'll tell you, man, that it's such great. It's some good production on there. It's like I think Kanye West produced it with him, and it's just it's given. I hate that I said given, yeah, but
sometimes it just happens. Man.
Yeah, it's you just feel a lot of like Yeezus. You feel a lot of like old Kanye, and you feel like Travis is kind of just paying homage to Kanye in that time. And
you always been doing that though,
for sure, for sure. But this time is more appreciative because of how tweakage. How much Kanye's tweaking lately, you know? So it's like, it feels a little bit more, fuck, man, we really appreciate it. And because even when Kanye dropped Yeezus, a lot of people were kind of like stunned at first, like, wait, what is this? And then they got into it and it grew on them. So now that sound grew on us, we hear it here and it's kind of crazy. Even then, man, you go back to like 2013 when Yeezus dropped, when did Yeezus drop? 2014 or 13?
Something like that.
But when you go back to 2013, there's like, interviews of Kanye basically just saying like I'm making a sound that's 10 years from now, like it's not here when you guys 2013. He's like, when you guys catch up, you'll appreciate it. So it's crazy that now, and literally 10 years ago when he dropped it, 2023, Travis is dropping something like that, paying homage to it, and we're all like, fuck, this slaps.
Yeah.
And before, we're kind of fighting Kanye. So I think there's many layers to the project. I think he's trying to come back for a losing even though he should have won for that last album. So I think he's just trying to say, oh, I can do it again for losing Astroworld, sorry, to the Grammys.
I'm surprised he came back off that concert, Pat.
Yeah, no, facts.
Yeah.
That was a dark time.
That was a dark time, man.
For sure.
Like, no matter where the blame actually falls, like, the fact is that people are mad at him for that. Mm-hmm. And then now it's just like, they're not.
But it's funny, though, because there's, like, reports coming out that, like, Travis never knew, but his team knew, and his team didn't tell him. And I wonder if that, like, plays into, like, maybe just how Travis is as a person. Like, is he, like, you don't want to, like, kind of, like, tell him anything wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So they didn't want to tell him because, you know, it's just like, damn, that's kind of crazy. Put him in a situation, though, you know?
But it could, they could have known his shit where it's like, oh, he's going to say run it anyway, so just run it. Like, they know what he's going to say.
Yeah, he's going to call me a stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck, like, I don't want to feel like being called a bitch.
Not today.
Not right now. I'm going to have a good day today. Yeah, no, I feel that.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, man. Yeah. Well, time heals all, and not to say I was right or wrong. Obviously, it's fucking wrong, you know? Safety protocol should be first, knowing how passionate your fans are. Which is why I was really happy to see Tyler Crater switch his path up, because his show was like, I'm like, yo, something got hurt in these fucking mosh pits.
Yeah.
Now it's more, you know, mature. I can go to a Tyler concert and say, yeah, I'm over
there.
Yeah,
his fans go to fix up. Before, they were the most annoying.
Well, that's, bro, that's him, right? Did you watch his documentary?
Not yet.
He has a documentary on, I think it's Disney Plus.
Really?
It's a Rap Caviar Spotify documentary, yeah.
Oh, nice.
So there's like different episodes. I think he has one, Coil Ray got one, City Girls got one, Roddy Ricch got one. A Boogie, I think, got one. But yeah, he just talks about how like people weren't taking him seriously, and that was bothering him.
Yeah, you know? I seen a clip of that.
So he made a conscious effort to like not, you know, like switch his shit up.
Yeah,
and you know that's why he's on the path he's on now. So it's interesting. Like I feel like it's kind of funny how like he kind of was someone that he projected like I don't care what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
But like that's kind of what ultimately made him like. Mature.
I should start caring for real.
Start caring for real. So, yeah, I never used to listen to Tyler, but now he's one of my favorite artists for sure.
Yeah.
He drop, I'm like, I'm on that midnight for sure.
Yeah. And you can care about something, man. You can care about something without caring about a lot. You know, because once you have something to care about, you care about that. But to say I don't care about nothing at all, that's why I'm like, all right, yeah, sure, sick, man. Like,
it's kind of. Nah, that's definitely not cool.
That's not. All right, like, you know
what I mean? Here. What are you doing?
But when you're younger, like, that's, I feel like that's for years it's been like that. Like, to act like you don't care is the cool thing.
Yeah, who cares?
But I always cared still.
But you gotta care,
man.
You gotta be proud of what you care about, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's real, man.
I went to lengths. There's certain things where I was just like, okay, I can't do that. And like, even perfect example when we're doing we're rocking with Nelk and them in the early days, and they're doing pranks, and we're swapping videos. We did a prank on our channel, we're gonna do a prank on theirs. And then it just didn't end up working. But I remember the public pranks that we're about to do, I was like, yeah, I don't think I can do that still.
Yeah,
I care too much, man. Like, yo, my dad walks these malls, man. If my dad saw me, like, that'd be over for me.
Word.
But damn, I was about to say something else, but yeah, it's what it is, man. Oh, the mosh pits. It's just the last moment that I remember when Jermaine and I went to a Yeezus concert and then fucking was you told the story. It was Pablo the concert. Pablo.
Yeah, St. Pablo, yeah.
And I remember we walk in, we're going to our seats and we're trying to find our seats, and then some fan ran out from the mosh pit. It was funny because everyone's like in a crowd, the concert didn't start yet, and he's just in a crowd, everyone's kind of doing things. We're all looking around, like you're hearing a million things, so my brain's just trying to like
saturate.
What is it? Focus on, yeah. Sensor, narrow it down, focus on one, but also like understand where I'm at. So I'm asking questions around, like, where the fuck are we sitting?
Dude, looking, this is a partnership looking with SeatGeek, so they just think, hey guys, we got you your tickets, whatever, sent it to us. I'm like, all right, cool. Seats are on the floor. Okay, cool. Right, yeah. So go to the floor.
Oh, that was with the stage.
Yeah.
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 So just looking around, everyone's like standing up and shit.
And this fucking fan runs out, and it's like, crowd of people. He runs out. He's like, and you know the hard stops like in front of you. It's
bro, I'm so hard. We got a clock to fit. He got the Roshis on. He got the Nike Roshis on. He has a water bottle. He's already fucking staying hydrated.
That nigga like, came ready. He know he at. He know he came for
active headband and shit.
He says, boys, the fuck you doing? We're lost. We're actually trying to find our seat. So this is a fucking mosh.
You guys doing it in the rage pit. This is the rage pit. Sorry. Rage pit.
Anyways, let me finish. I'll see you in there.
Slap my ass.
In there, nigga. What?
And then runs away.
Nah, I'm dead.
That's until we found out what a mosh pit was, man. And
I'm dead.
I've seen videos, so I was fucking worried sick. Mm-hmm. I promise you, I don't even remember what happened at that concert.
Yeah, I kind of feel like we're just kind of watching from the side-ish.
Yeah, we're trying to stay as far as possible. I think we ended up walking home.
I was up in them seats, goddamn.
Yeah, I wanted a seat for us, so at least you have the option to sit down.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, my knees hurt way too much.
Can't niggas like flying over us and shit.
Yeah.
We felt like we're performing with them, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the thing now for like...
So should we dance?
For like arena shows is like that centered stage. I find that's better though, like...
Yeah.
You know, I feel like Drake, that's like Drake's whole thing now, right? It's like the second tour now that he's staged dead in the center.
Yeah.
I like that because it kind of gives everybody a chance to be front row. Not everyone, but you know, if you're on the floor type shit, like...
There's like four front rows.
Four front rows, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's fire.
Yeah. I also like that. I mean, not to say concerts really died, but I feel like a lot of artists have brought back like good concerts.
Like with giving a fuck.
Like giving a fuck about their show and their production and everything. Or it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's never cool not to say, like, oh, I don't care. But
man, but there's still some niggas out there that don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But can they give them? Can they not give a fuck, some of them?
Yeah. But man, there's,
I heard 50 looking stiff out though.
Yeah. I did see that, they were performing.
He's old, bro.
That's when you get one front seat.
Gotta make it to heaven. That hook was beating his ass.
So he was about to make it to heaven.
Very close. Very close. That's why when they're tired, just turn to DJ. Hey, what the fuck is good?
Facts.
Yeah, no, but some concerts are looking really good.
Yeah.
But you gotta know what concert you're going to, because certain artists just like Chief Keef. You know, you're just chilling with Chief Keef, smoking weed. And like, he doesn't do nothing out there.
That's the truth, bro. That's the fucking truth. It's not a Chief Keef concert.
Oh my god,
man! It's a chill sesh.
It's a Chief Keef chill sesh.
It's a
like
Chief Keef chill sesh. Yeah.
I was watching him perform, and I was like, bro, I'd perform the song like
better than you.
You want to say these lyrics? Like niggas want to feel you, man. Yeah, but he's just fucking. Looking at you, mic down, I'm like, bro, supposed to be up.
He's just dancing.
Bro.
Chief Keef is hard, man. Like, you just got to respect certain people that don't know, like.
But I mean, bro, like, that's a level, like, I would like to see Chief Keef hit. Like, take that.
Performance.
You know what I mean? Like, take it up,
you
man.
Could.
You got the music for it. I feel like Waka did that. I feel like Waka at first, it was like, just bullshit.
You guys fans of the hype, man?
Slogan is in a motherfucking building, hold up.
Or you'd be like, man, come on, nigga, shut up.
I'd be like, come on, nigga, shut up. I ain't gonna
cry. That's enough.
Who?
Yeah. The hype man?
Like a hype man?
Oh.
Just like, dude, come on, nigga. Yeah. I was like, I want him to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I'm telling you, bro, like, you gotta know yourself.
Yeah. You just gotta know yourself.
I've seen some hype men on stage, like, bro, you really think niggas is out here for you. Like, you can see it on their face.
You just gotta understand
like,
that, my dog.
You just gotta understand, like, what, like, you're supporting cast.
He's like, hype him up. Yeah, you know, he gonna hype us up.
Yeah, man.
He chilling.
Like, no disrespect.
Yeah, no disrespect.
You gotta know. Yeah, yeah, man.
That's some real shit.
He do have a job.
Yeah.
But I think you have to know how annoying you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, you gotta chill a little bit.
Yeah, man.
I remember, what was it? No. Was it? No, it was the Ice Spice video. Where he's like, come on, Ice. And she's fucking shaking her ass. I can tell she's tired. Shake that ice. I'm like,
come on, something else.
This girl was just tired. I could tell she was just about to say, like, yo, like, shut up. Like,
I'm running out of things to do with the money stacks.
Yeah.
That's on video. Bro.
Smack them together.
I'm smacking on their ass now. Do it. I don't know.
More butt stuff.
Sit on it. Let's just see.
Is the whole city's watching in that corner?
Dog, it's too awkward for me. I can't.
What's the last show y'all went to?
Music. Mucho Libre. Brr.
No, music. I mean, they might. Did they?
Man, what the fuck was the last one? Was this pre-pandemic?
Why am I thinking? Amine.
Amine and Earl. Amine was after.
Yeah, Amine was after Earl. Amine was after Earl.
Action Brown sending him.
Action, yeah. It's good show.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, damn, man. Yeah. I'm going to go see Ty Dolla $ign in October.
I don't know. So it's going to be all features and shit.
Nah, he got some joints. Nah, I'm a big Ty Dolla $ign fan, so I feel like I need to do that. He got Leon Thomas with him, too. I'm a big fan of Leon Thomas, the nigga from Victorious, you know, the black guy. Black guy from you ever watch Victorious?
Mm-hmm.
Really? You watch Victorious?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You want to say you watch Victorious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's fucking.
No, I haven't seen it. He's coming to Leon Toronto? Bridges as well.
Yeah. This nigga, man. You don't know this nigga?
Yeah, it's
damn.
You?
Okay. Well, he's an R&B artist now.
That's nice. Right.
He's very talented, man.
Nice.
So him and Ty Dolla $ign. He signed a Ty Dolla $ign, I believe.
He signed to a dollar sign?
To Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh, he signed too. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, Invisalign. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, I'm gonna go. That's probably my next concert still.
He coming to Toronto?
Toronto, yeah.
That's what's up. If I said Leon real quick, what's the first last name that comes up for you? Leon.
Richie. Leonel Richie.
Katie.
Barry.
John.
Smith.
John Doe.
Lance.
Armstrong.
That's what's up, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's like a little game right there.
I just gotta check niggas' demographics and shit. You ask a white man that shit, he's gonna come up with very different names.
Yeah.
Michael
Porter.
Oh shit, Richie
Junior.
You got something for this?
Yo, check me out. I'm coming over here, so check me out.
Noodles.
I pulled it in your. Oh man, I gotta go back to the drawing board.
Computer.
What you doing all that on your computer for? Oh my God, am I really that bad?
Onions.
I'm cutting onions. Who crying? I'm not crying. You lying? Stop lying. Till we get down.
Eagle.
I got an eagle. Damn, I guess I lost it, man. It's these beats, man.
It's just, you gotta be royalty free, man.
Let me see something
you got
else,
something
man.
For this one right here?
Oh, yo.
Ice cream.
Ice. No, what the fuck is
Come on, man. 90 BPMs.
Nah, that ain't even. Give me.
You got something for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
No, man.
It's a pain, man.
I can't get down with that.
You got something for this?
Yo. Cruising in a drop top. They see me and they not hot. I'm hot. You not hot. I'm wet. Who?
Chives.
You get popped. You said chives. I'm cutting chives in my soup. I'm going to sprinkle it in. I'm going to get some soup. French onion soup, maybe. I like that. Me so hungry. Sipping on miso. Smoking on miso pack. You need to see me and you so a rat. I got that booger pack on me. I'm about to light that up and get snotty. Niggas is getting snotty.
Big body
in the Bentley. I used to be a big body sitting on 22s. I used to be a big body sitting on 24s. Then I had to drop that. No more chafing hoe. Jenny Craig got me right, ho. Yo, shout out to Jenny Craig. She got me right, ho. I wonder where Jenny at right now. She on the block, ho.
Bally
oh,
fitness.
Yeah. I'm looking like Bally Fitness where I walk the block, ho. Niggas see me and they say, where he go, Bally Fitness? I do this like a gymnast.
German Shepherd.
Man, I'm sturdy like a German Shepherd. Never move a German pepper. leopards. I heard the leopard was moving through. Oh, man. I got the leopard print on the seat. If you see me, then you know I'm between the sheets.
Chris Hemsworth.
Like Chris Hemsworth in the movie Aquaman. Oh, no. That was Aquaman. No. That was Aquaman 2. Chris Hemsworth was in Trilogy.
Sway in the morning.
I'm like, Sway in the morning. I said, Sway, put a beat on and I'm on it in the morning. Tell Heather B. Holler in the morning.
Angela
if
Yee.
You see Angelique, tell I don't want nothing to do with she. I am, he am. I like, well, I am. I'm like a Black Eyed Peas over at the Black Meat Deli. Stuart Little used to be my man's. Then I seen he was a bitch. So fuck that little man.
That's real.
Yo, man. I still got it.
Hey, man, we getting down. What a wholesome Friday, man. A little freestyle Friday for you. Yeah, man. Tell the pair, don't come after us. No,
Mr. Oh, look at me. I'm Tyler Perry.
Get your bitch ass on out of here, my dear. I'm on the ride, man. Get me
out
of
here, man. Coming fresh off the freestyle. Episode 144.5, the audio exclusive, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for rocking with us, man. What a wholesome one, man. Hey, man, y'all know what y'all got to do, man. Wherever you listening at, man, drop that 5-star stunner rating for me, man. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
All day, man. Shout it, man. Tell him, man. What, you know what I mean? Never mind. I didn't plan that all the way out, man. Man, we gotta give him some advice, man. What kind of advice? Something related to what we was talking about, man.
Before I give him that advice, man, I love if someone can do a number count in the comments of how many accents we do on this show.
Three niggas
in a single episode.
How many accents do we have? Like, you know. There's a bunch of different ones, and I think we need to start naming them. But...
Yeah, make sure you add this one in.
Please, man. Some advice, man. Listen.
Yeah, man. Let's say somebody had an alien encounter, man. Don't nobody believe him. The family thinks she alive, man. Mama thinks she goddamn alive.
Yeah.
Father, brother, nobody believe him.
Yeah.
But
okay.
They saw that little motherfucker, man. I swear.
I swear. Listen, man. Your whole family think you off bath salts, man. They think you crazy. It kind of similar to you trying to chase the dreams. Everyone think you crazy, think you can't do it, man. But you seen that alien and you see your dreams, man. Everything achievable and anything is possible because you seen the creature in your backyard, man. Believe in it, even if nobody else believe in you, man.
Yeah, even if you is on bath salts.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum podcast.